By a remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President-elect Joe Biden said he plans to be aggressive in fighting COVID-19 when he takes office, pushing for 100 million vaccinations in the first 100 days on the job. Biden also criticized the outgoing administration Tuesday, saying it was falling short in needed vaccinations. The Trump administration's Operation Warp Drive had predicted that 20 million Americans would be vaccinated by the end of this month. Also Tuesday, Luke Letlow, a Republican who was set to join the U.S. House of Representatives after winning a November election, died from COVID-19 complications. 41-year-old was hospitalized back on December 19th after testing positive for the virus. Both Republican and Democrat leaders in the House have expressed their sadness over Letlow's passing. Authorities in the state of Colorado reported the first U.S. case of the COVID-19 variant that had been found in Britain. A state health official said a man in his 20s who had no travel history tested positive for the virus and was being isolated southeast of Denver, the state capital. British scientists said the new COVID-19 variant is more contagious than previously identified strains of the coronavirus. The discovery of the new variant led the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to issue new rules on Christmas Day for travelers arriving here in the United States from Britain, requiring they show proof of a negative COVID-19 test. And U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said on Tuesday that $600 stimulus checks could soon be arriving in the bank accounts of some Americans. He tweeted, they may be arriving by direct deposit as early as today and will continue arriving into next week. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. This is